This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Did you know that if Northeast Texas were a state, and it could very well be, I mean, the area is roughly the size of West Virginia, if it were a state, its mortality rate, that is, the number of deaths per year, would be, well, it would rival that of the biggest states in the Union. This is according to a new report by the Office of Population Health of the University of Texas System. It says that Northeast Texas would rank 45th in the nation among the, well, 51 states, counting this additional state now. Why? What are the reasons that Northeast Texas would do so poorly? Asked David Lakey. If that name sounds familiar, it's because for many years he led the Texas Department of State Health Services, and he now leads the Office of Population Health. Mr. Lakey, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
I should
me.
Probably say Dr. Lakey.
Well,
you don't do
well,
this
whatever.
Kind of stuff
Thank
without that sort of expertise. What's killing Northeast Texans?
I think tobacco's killing Northeast Texans.
Still today?
Still today. So in this report, we looked at all the causes of death, and we see a significant increase in tobacco-related illnesses in Northeast Texas. The heart rates of heart disease are 33% higher of deaths. The rates of lung cancer are 35% higher than the rest of the state of Texas. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is about 40% higher. Stroke is about 28% higher.
In fact, I think you were telling me a little bit earlier that, again, with this fictitious state, 51st mm-hmm. state, that Northeast Texas would be dead last in any measurement when it comes to stroke. Is that right?
It would be dead last related to stroke mortality. It would have the worst stroke outcomes in the United States.
And again, we're talking about the tobacco connection here?
I think there's several factors related to this, but when I look at the data, we have about a 40% higher rate of tobacco use in East Texas.
Okay, if you're trying to make that correlation, what about other parts of the country where cigarettes are still used? I mean, you think about, for instance, in fact, I mentioned West Virginia. I know mm-hmm. that there's a lot of smoking in West Virginia, for example.
I don't think it's an exact apples-to-apples comparison. There's no question that tobacco causes cancer, lung cancer, the cardiovascular disease, et cetera. There's a direct correlation there. States that have higher tobacco use have higher rates of those types of illnesses. I think that's the key component. I think there are other factors also.
Just mention a couple.
So if you look at East Texas, overall educational attainment is lower. If you look at income, income is significantly lower in East Texas than the rest of the Texas as a whole. When we look at access to care, it's about the same as the rest of the state of Texas.
So we're talking about socioeconomic factors that are the real differentiator here.
I think they are a key component of that cause of increased mortality in East Texas.
What do you do with those numbers, knowing how much emphasis has been placed on smoking cessation programs and get out the message, things since 1964 with Surgeon General's report?
Yeah, I think we need to do better. I think sometimes we forget the challenges we have in East Texas, and we don't bring the resources from Austin to East Texas to address these type of issues. And so we've been working with the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas to see if we can help them work in East Texas. We're also working to develop a school of community and rural health so that we can educate the future workforce in East Texas and bring some of those resources to Texas and have that systematic approach to improving health.
Do you think there's an openness to this? Whose ear do you need to get with this report? Mm-hmm. Is it politicians? Is it healthcare providers, foundations?
All of the above. I think you have to work on multiple levels. We have to educate the legislature that it's not just the border that has challenges. We need to work with the healthcare providers, the local health department, the decision makers in East Texas, and you need to get into the community. You can't do this in isolation. You have to hear from people on the front lines that live and breathe the challenges. I'm always impressed that I don't know everything and how much I learn when I'm in a forum with people from the community about the real challenges that they face.
Dr. Lakey, we're over time, but I want to go into some details here with these numbers. It's interesting that as you look at some of the demographics, whites and blacks have higher mortality rates in Northeast Texas than do Hispanics. Mm-hmm. What's going on there, given that, but Hispanics there seem to have a lower mortality rate than what you're finding elsewhere in Texas? How do you account for that?
I can't explain that right now. You know, I think that's the value of a report like this. You find those type of things, and then you concentrate. You know, why are Hispanic individuals in East Texas, from this data, healthier than Hispanic individuals in other areas of the state? Mm-hmm. I could throw out postulates, but I don't know for sure. And so I think that's where we need to have additional concentration in looking at this on these type of issues.
David Lakey is formerly with the Texas Department of State Health Services. He now leads the new Office of Population Health at the UT system. We're going to have a link at texasstandard.org so you can check out the highlights of this report for yourself. Dr. Lakey, thanks very much for stopping by the Standard.
Thank you very much.